Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. The American Western, king at the box office in the 40s and 50s, John Wayne, Robert Mitchum, Jimmy Stewart, Henry Fonda, they were the best of the best. And television continued that love affair into the 60s. Now, music has a tendency to reflect societal outlook and popularity of particular circumstances, so it's not surprising to see the kids who grew up in the 50s and 60s and became musicians would write and sing about Western heroes and villains. Doolin Daltons, Outlaw Man, Bad Company, Bruce and Van both sang about Jesse James. The list goes on. And then, of course, there's also the use of political satire in music during the 70s. Imagine that. In 1969, two brothers, Terry and John Michael Talbot, formed a band called Mason Prophet and wrote and recorded a song called Two Hangmen, a song about speaking out against injustice and the powers that be from within the system and what can come of that if you're not careful. So here's Mason Prophet and Two Hangmen on today's Yeah Baby Tunes.
As I rode in the tombstone on my horse, his name's Mac, I saw what I'll relate to you going on behind my back. It seems the folks were up in arms, a man now had to die for believing things that didn't fit the laws they'd set aside. The man's name was I'm a Freak, the best that I could see. He was the executioner, a hangman just like me. I guess that he'd seen loopholes from working with his rope. He'd hung the wrong men many times, so now he'd turned to hope. He'd talk to all the people from his scaffold in the square. He told them of the things he found, but they didn't seem to care. He said the laws were obsolete, a change they should demand. But the people only walked away, he couldn't understand. The marshal's name was Uncle Sam, he said he'd right this wrong. He'd make the hangman shut his mouth if it took him all too long. He finally arrested Freak, and then he sent for me to hang a fellow hangman from a fellow hangman's tree. It didn't take them long to try him in their court of law. He was guilty in a thinking, a crime much worse than all. They sentenced him to die so his seed of thought can't spread and infect the little children. That's what the law had said. So the hanging day came round and he walked up to the noose. I pulled the lever, but before he fell I cut him loose. They called it all conspiracy and that I had to die. So to close our mouths and kill our minds, they hung us side by side. And now we're two hangmen hanging from a tree. That don't bother me at all. Two hangmen hanging from a tree. That don't bother me at all. Two hangmen hanging from a tree. That don't bother me at all. Two hangmen hanging from a tree. That don't bother me.
Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me.
Mason Prophet and Two Hangmen from their very first album called Wanted on today's Yeah Baby Tunes. Now, they were a group you could catch on a pretty regular basis in Chicago at a lot of the clubs during the early 70s, and they had a bit of success mostly due to the airplay that Two Hangmen received. The song was very typical of this time because it used satire and a reflection of dissatisfaction with the status quo. I wonder if we'll be seeing any songs coming out about Occupy Wall Street anytime soon. Maybe yes, maybe no, but I doubt they'll have the impact that the protest songs of the 70s had. Remember, even in the Old West, the good guys took it on the chin a lot. Where is Clint Eastwood when we really need him? Two Hangmen from Mason Prophet. That's Tunes for now. Remember, follow your conscience, but watch your bottom line. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.